background?
Why? I started recording, it just says Oteo.
Oh, I think it's just reading your location name.
Yeah.
That's okay.
That's funny.
Okay, alright, so go back, Gunnar, start off where you began.
So, I'm gonna begin.
So who are you guys?
My name's Jeff.
Jeff.
And I'm gonna
hurry. What kind of name is Jeff?
It's a Jet.
Oh, Jeez. Jet. Oh, Jet.
Man, it's a cyberpunk name too much.
And what do you do, Jet?
I'm a reporter. I'm trying to get down to the bottom of things.
There's two news corporations that run the town. One's Netscape and one's RuneScape.
Whoa! Amazing! Both of which have existed in our lifetime.
Wow. That's a throwback.
I can't decide if I work for them or if I'm like freelance.
Freelance.
You have your own freelance.
Freelance
blog.
Would make sense.
Independent like contractor. Nightcrawler.
Okay. Yeah, freelance.
Okay. Well. Any stories out? Any stories?
How'd you meet Angela? How'd you two meet?
Oh, her. She's
Angie. Her name is Carol.
Oh, Carol
Medina.
Turns Carol out, Medina. I owe Carol a favor. I'm just helping her out here.
A favor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know we got a guy playing tricks over here.
You little tricky Steve.
Tricky Johnny.
Flipping tricks. I don't know why.
So, Drew, what's your vibe in this conversation?
So I'm kind of sitting back, even though I am sneaky and deceptive, but I'm just quiet
and nude.
Why are you being so quiet over there? Hey, skirt boy?
No reason.
Got something to say?
Nope.
Or nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing to say.
Do a brief introduction for the voice memo for all your guys' names and like a very brief background.
Sure.
Where's this going?
To the internet, one way or another.
The name's Johnny Ultra, Rocker. I have a flak vest. It makes me very strong. I'm Hispanic American, tattoos, mohawk, jumpsuit, nomad. Nomadic.
No, give me a more interesting something.
Right arm, left arm. Right leg, left leg.
I have five arm points in my left
chin. I play in a hair metal band at night and work at Guitar Center during the day. But I'm a strong Guitar Center employee. I have 11 body.
Shift manager.
Shift manager. That's exactly right.
That's enough.
Yeah, that's me.
All right. My name is Jet Brockman. I'm a freelance journalist, ready to root out crime. My family, I grew up in a crime family. They're all very nice, though. Very nice and gentle.
Well, good family.
Very nice. Good family, but they were into a lot of gangs. So now I'm here to root out all the bad gangs and clean this city up.
That's noble.
With my camera and my microphone.
I'm Zizix Khan. I'm from a combat zone. So my parents died. I did grow up without parents, but I did have four siblings. One of which was murdered, my younger sister. And all that's left of her memory is her necklace. I'm bald, I'm black, and I have tattoos.
Beautiful.
Did you do that on purpose or was that
just
on
purpose?
That was so funny.
I hate people. In fact, I think all people are obstacles to be destroyed.
Ryan disagrees with you. Oh, sorry, Jet.
There are so many good people. Have you met my parents?
But you're trying to weed out the corruption. Yeah.
But we have the corruption so that the good can survive and thrive.
I have to decide.
All I value is myself and honor. And a long time ago, I had a really great teacher who gave me 1+ intelligence.
Mr. Khan.
Yes, so I
took his name.
My goal in life is to ride around town with my motorcycle, get a revenge on my sister's killer. I have a katana that I can't hide, and it will kill you. If you really make me mad, Zizix Khan, he's gonna kill you.
He'll cut your veins.
Cut right through you, rip right through your heart.
I also have brass knuckles, so
watch out.
Okay, cool. So you guys all meet each other. barely know each other, so there's, and you guys are naturally a little, except for Ryan, you're a little like wary of people because there's a lot of dangerous folks out in the town these days.
Because you hate everyone, right?
Almost everyone.
These guys like you. Who knows? Maybe these two will be in your little sphere of almost one day.
I'm just going to be the peacemaker between both of you guys.
Hey, shut up, Jet!
You know what?
Hey, wait, is it Jet?
Yeah, it's Jet.
Jet.
J-E-T-T.
What kind of name is Jeff?
A normal one?
Okay, so you guys are going to head to Carol's house. She has an apartment on the other side of town.
I know where she lives.
Oh!
You've been there
before. I'll take you guys to Carol's house.
You all shuffle over there.
No, as a matter of fact, I don't. And don't talk about my personal life ever again, Jet!
Barely broached the subject, okay?
Let's get out of here.
Okay, so you guys are going to hop on the subway. It's going to cost you 5 credits.
Oh, shit.
I don't have any money.
Do you have 0 money?
Yeah,
you
gotta
borrow
it all.
You gotta borrow some money.
Can you pay for me?
I'll pay for you. I'll spot you. It's okay.
Man, Jet, I think I might have been wrong about you. Or can I jump the turnstile?
Yeah. Style. Oh, that's a great. So yeah, come up with a reason with your skills and abilities.
So one of these
plus this. And then I will choose in my head the difficulty. And that's exactly right. So you guys can think spontaneously of like something you want to do, and then we can just like improv it.
Okay, I'm gonna use persuasion fast talk. I see a subway employee by one of the turnstiles fixing it, and I say, hey, can I just pass this once? And I want to see if they're swooned by my persuasion.
Okay, I have the number in mind you have to get.
Okay, so what do I plus?
Oh, it's over there.
So persuasion 6 plus...
Plus, so for this one, you'd probably want to do, you could do cool, you could do intelligence.
Oh, I don't do this.
You do this plus one of these.
Oh, okay. So 6 plus, let's do luck.
Okay.
6 plus 11.
Actually, I don't think luck's going to work for this.
Okay, 6 plus.
Oh, remember, luck's a different thing. Luck is how you can add to a roll before you do it. You have, okay. you can add up to 11 to a roll.
I'll do... 6 plus 8?
Yeah.
For cool.
Okay. So you're up to 14.
Yeah.
So then let's see what you get.
And I roll now?
Yeah.
14.
18. You pass. It was an average difficulty check.
Okay.
So the guard doesn't really care.
Yeah.
He's just working his shift. He's whatever. He's distracted.
Hey man, I appreciate it. Thanks. Thank you so much.
He's watching cyber porn on his console.
Yeah, man, whatever.
And barnacles. I don't know.
On his console, and it's like a woman in like a
hologram,
like cone brassiere.
That's some retro cyber porn.
Yeah, I want to find the picture in the beginning of the manual. The lady, where is she? He's looking at this lady.
Oh, wow.
So he's distracted. You're good.
And like a really hard saxophone.
Yeah.
So you hop over. With no problem.
Appreciate it.
He doesn't see it, so Ryan doesn't have to spot you. But
I'm gonna use my quick run and reflexes to slide in the turnstile as someone else goes.
Ooh.
At like the same time.
Okay, go for it.
Nuts to butts.
Okay.
Nuts to butts. How does that work?
So, don't go there.
Plus whatever this skill, plus you justify it with one of these. So you'd probably do reflexes.
With my awareness.
Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah, and then you just roll the die. So you have 15, right?
So I have 15 points plus whatever I roll right now.
Uh-huh.
With
I roll D6. A D6?
Yeah.
You roll a D10.
D10.
Oh. Oh, that.
Three.
Okay, yeah, you pass. It's a 15.
Okay.
So you save 5 credits.
5 credits.
Good job.
I have basic tech skills. And
you guys just don't pay for the subway. You guys can just pay 5 credits again.
Money's tough to come.
We spent so much money already.
All I have is 20
We're
credits.
Flat.
I'm really, really poor.
Okay, go for it.
So
what do you want
to
do?
I was going to try to like do a quick hack of the credit scanner.
Do you have any tools
I
to
have
hack
a cutting,
with?
I have a cutting torch.
Oh, I got one of those.
Okay, never mind. I'll just pay.
It would be a high difficulty to not get caught doing that, for sure.
Just cutting it.
Just like a little mask and everything. Okay. Is my thing still recording? It's gotta be. It is, thank goodness. Okay. Okay, so you pay, so just minus 5 credits from your total. Okay.
Is there a way to keep... Oh, where's my phone?
You can do whatever way you, is most convenient for you.
Money. $0.
Okay. Living off nothing. Living on a prayer out here.
Okay. That's a rock star life.
Okay,
so you... Ben Hillen, your hero.
That's John Bon Jovi, dude. Bon Jovi. Come on.
Same person.
So you have a casual subway ride down. You know, there's just probably a street performer on there doing something. Do you give him any money?
Hell no.
He goes around with a little swiper chip, so you can like swipe some credits to him if you want.
I give him a thumbs up and say, keep on rocking in the free world.
Okay, cool. All right, so then you make it to, you get off at your stop. Carol's apartment's just around the corner. So you make it up to her apartment, you knock on the door, she opens it, she asks, are you the guys?
You know me. Who are these friends you brought?
What's the password?
Oh,
I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay.
You come on in. Okay, so she has a very small like apartment like most people do. There's lots of tech. It's meticulously laid out. There's a small robot butler.
What's his name?
Let me find him. Kevin. Robot butler from... it's the same robot butler from Saved by the Bell. For context. So you can tell she's like a fan of 80s nostalgia. Aren't we all? Where is he? I want to find the picture of it. Well, it's right there. Screech and Kevin. Yeah.
Incredible.
So she's obviously a very well-connected person. She has a lot of computers and things and fax machines and, like, just stuff going on. Oh, wait, actually, you don't get there. I'm going to rewind quite a bit, actually. Okay. There's a beat I forgot to get. Okay, so as you're going to Medina's apartment, you realize that you're in Bozo territory.
Uh-oh.
Which is one of the gangs.
Bozos.
Of course.
In here. They look like this. They're druggies who are, like, obsessed with being acting like clowns all the time.
They're basically gigolos?
Juggalos.
Juggalos, exactly. Yeah.
2020...
ICP,
radicalized.
So you know that they're in their territory. They like to attack anyone they find, try to get any money off of them, whatever. So you're walking down through some alley and you hear, and then out of nowhere comes 4 bozos. Actually, 2 bozos.
Thank you.
3 bozos. All
right.
2, like, regular ones, and then a leader bozo.
Is he badass or is he
average? No, they're 2 pissants and average.
So you've got a random encounter.
Yeah, random encounter. And they're like, what are you doing in our party, champ?
And I slowly just unsheath my katana.
And I say, wait. Hold on. I say, hold on. I use my streetwise skills and my empathy. Right? What's cool? Just an
You kind of, that has to, like, you have to, like, create the narrative of how cool would influence this person. And depending on who the NPC is, they might be influenced by cool more, they might be influenced by intellect more. But these are a bunch of crazy clowns. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to be...
Don't do it,
I can't talk to them.
These guys can't be talked to.
Yeah.
Our boss told us to kill you!
So I continue unsheathing my katana. Shing!
Give us your money!
No.
I'm gonna use wardrobe and style. I'm wearing a band shirt that the Zoobs...
Killer Clown Club.
I'm wearing an ICP wristband.
They recognize.
That they recognize as something that's a little, you know, it's kind of cool. And persuasion and fast talk.
Okay, do your roll.
Okay. So wait. 6 plus 4.
You got all ready to fight. We're trying to talk
around. 10 plus... Three. Oh, great.
They don't care.
They don't give a shit.
Yeah. They're like,
we like Bruce Springsteen. they think I'm a poser because I just have the wristband.
Just because we're clowns doesn't mean we like killer clown music. they're gonna say,
just give us your money and we'll let you pass. I don't have any money, man.
Then we'll take your fingers.
Maybe we should attack the big one.
We just gotta fight.
Right? Let's just attack the big one.
Or
maybe scare the twerps.
I'm not fast enough. I only got 5.
I don't even think I have a speed stat.
I mean, I'm a six endurance, run. Sort of.
Okay, so you guys start fighting.
Okay.
So let's roll for initiative. Let me scroll down to all that business. Okay, so your initiative is 1d10 plus your reflex. 1d10.
Where do you put initiative?
This is just for this battle. Oh, okay. It's not like a permanent 1D10 skill.
1d10 plus 7.
What's your reflex?
12.
11.
Oh, I thought it was 1d10.
It is 1d10.
It is plus your reflex.
But you just rolled a 6.
D6, because I'm a...
Okay.
Idiot, you got a good roll on it, too.
9.
Oh, nice.
Plus 6.
Dang, 19.
Writing on this
I had a better... Can I do my previous roll? Because I had a 5 before I gave it to you. I'll do a 5. I'll do that. Sure. So I got 13.
13, what'd you get?
19.
19?
12.
Okay, their initiative is going to be 12. So we're going to... So Ryan goes first.
Ryan, me... Clowns,
so guys. There's two clowns, one weaker, one stronger.
But there's three.
Two weaker, one strong. Three total.
Oh.
Yeah. So one is a netrunner, one is a nomad, the other one's a nomad, and they are armed with... One has the Dai Lung Street Master.
Oh, shit.
What is that?
The gun. It has the gun.
An accurate gun.
That's the average opponent. That's not the pissant.
Okay.
The pissants, they have a knife and M16.
What? That's a huge gun!
yep. And then the other one, they just have a Dai Lung Cybermag. That's all they have.
Oh man, they got guns. We had nothing. I have a sword.
I have
like
a
I
said, gun.
You guys could totally die.
Okay, so talk our way out of it.
I know, we should have tried to find another way.
Harder to throw your wristband out there.
Both nomads. There are two of them are nomads, right?
You've already started fighting at this point.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's no talking our way out of this.
Yeah,
no,
I got our dicks
point.
Out right now.
Okay.
Okay, so Ryan goes first.
I'm going to go up for the little guys. I'm going to save the big guy for you, Mr. Katana.
Okay, I'll use my katana and luck.
Okay, I'm going to shoot. Got really good reflexes.
Yeah.
So that's going to help a lot with my... I have the Militech Arms Avenger. It's a medium automatic pistol.
How far away are you from them?
I don't know.
Just how do you imagine it in your head?
They're like
10 feet. Is that too close?
I guess we're walking through an alleyway, so
they must have just come up.
Yeah. Just come right up.
Had to
so you're probably fairly close.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you were talking.
2 meters.
Yeah.
2 5 meters.
5 meters sounds about right.
Damn. How much is a meter?
Like 3 feet or something.
That's pretty far.
Yeah,
that's
say like 2 meters.
Yeah, 6 feet sounds right.
So
just within range.
Just so you guys know, so you have, everyone has one action per turn. Visually, you have to imagine like an action taking about 3 to 5 seconds. Like that's kind of how quickly the combat's supposed to be going. So some things you can do is you can move, you can fire, you can melee attack, you can escape, you can aim, which means you skip your turn, but you have +1 on the next turn. You can reload or change weapon. You can mount or dismount from vehicle if you have one. You can repair an item. You can do a logic skill check. So, like, if you try to, like, say, oh, is there any sort of a thing in the environment that can help me? Or something like that. And just so you guys know, in this alley, there is some, like, tech in a trash can in the corner that potentially could be used to make something. Spur of the moment. There's, you know, there's, like, the whole subway. What's it called? The fire escape things, you know,
are
right around there. And just more trash. Out. And then alley, and there's like no one around.
Fires.
So that's the context.
Okay.
So Ryan, you can do whatever you want. And talking doesn't cost an action. You can talk.
I could still talk.
You could still talk.
Should I talk? Gosh. I'm gonna try something to buy us some time. I'm going to try to use my awareness to notice, or it's awareness slash notice, I think. Where is it? Yeah, awareness slash notice. I notice a big, like, electrical box.
Like oh, yeah.
Up in the alleyway.
Like a panel.
I'm going to try to shoot it, and it's going to throw down sparks.
Sparks. Okay.
And
they're going to be like, oh,
that's great.
Okay, cool. Yeah, go for it.
Okay, shoot. What is, so I have 5 of the awareness plus what? Like my reflex for how fast my gun is?
Reflex, or give me, I'd say for this, what are the stats again? It's in, it's,
I thought reflex was like for gun skills.
Yeah. Yeah, give me reflex.
So 10 plus 5, and then I roll one of these?
Yes.
Or I guess it's whatever my gun is, right? 2d6. Right?
Oh, not for this one,
because that's damage, attack, right?
That's for a, that's person. Of a damage thing.
Got it. So I'm just...
You do 1d10.
1d10.
So do you guys want to know what you guys have to get beforehand, or should I tell you after you roll? What's more fun?
I think after.
Okay.
It's more fun.
Okay.
5, 20,
right? 5, 20 is exactly 20. What
you
needed. Whoa! Okay. You shoot the panel, sparks come flying down. So the bozos are all kind of disoriented now. They don't take any damage or anything, but they're going to have -1 to their attacks.
Cool.
Because they're disoriented and...
Yeah, time to... Yeah.
And that allows Gunner to go before the bozo. So you guys will all get a turn.
Gets ahead of them.
Yeah, he gets ahead of them. So,
okay, so then it's my turn?
Yeah, but still no damage to him.
Okay. So can I, with my katana, I need to add reflexes with my melee skills, right?
I think so.
And then can I add 6 points of luck to that?
You can, yep.
All right, I'm going to do that.
What's ATTR again?
Attraction?
Attractiveness. Attractiveness.
Attractiveness. Is it really?
Yeah.
I'm really ugly. Okay, so.
Wait, so you add the luck to your thing before you roll?
Yeah, so in every session. So actually, I'm going to say for every campaign. I think that's better. So,
I had 12 points total for the whole entire
game. Yeah, so you can add that many points to your rolls. You call it before the roll to help you get over the difficulty.
Okay, so campaign as in, like.
This whole arc.
This whole arc.
Okay. Yeah, so it'll probably be like 2 sessions.
Okay.
One time.
So
no, you can do as many. You can spread out the points.
Oh, okay.
I'm actually gonna do 3 then.
Okay. 3, and what are you doing exactly?
So I'm gonna charge with my katana on the average guy.
Okay.
Before
which average guy? The one with M16.
The one with big gun, the Dylon.
So the first thing we do is find out if you hit them. So to do that, it's a normal.
Normal 10.
Yeah, normal 10 roll plus your. Those stats.
Okay, so it's a reflex of 8 plus melee of 6. So immediately I got 14, right?
Yeah.
And then I have to add the 10.
Yeah.
4.
Okay, yeah, you got it. You hit him.
All right.
Okay, so now we're going to find out how much damage you do. So yeah, do your damage roll.
So mine's a 4d6.
Jeez.
Yes.
He's dead.
Okay, which one are you attacking?
The average.
The average, okay.
Can I don't want to know the HP yet.
Okay.
Okay. Ooh. So 9, 12, 14.
Okay. 14, and then roll the 1d10 to figure out where you hit them.
Okay. Did I put in my luck, where did my luck go?
Did you put it for your damage or for your, like, whether you hit
know.
Them or not?
Can I put on my damage even though?
Yeah, you put on your damage. Okay. That's fine.
So that was 17 then.
Yeah. Okay, 17.
17. 10.
That's the head.
Head.
Oh, yeah!
Yes. Instantly dead.
Oh my god!
We're like,
whoa! Oh! Freak, let's go!
Just instantly sliced off his head.
Yeah.
Stupid clown head rolling down the alley.
He had armor everywhere else, except for his head.
Okay, so we got 2 pissant clowns left.
Alright, I'll take the pissant with the M16.
Oh, okay.
So I'm gonna use my brawling and my reflex, right?
What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna take my chainsaw. Can I see his? What's his armor situation right now? Because I'm just looking at him.
He's all dressed in clown stuff from over the top.
Okay.
But it looks like he has like stuff underneath, like Kevlar type of stuff.
Which does he? Is he holding the gun in his hands, or is it like strapped on his back or something?
At this point. So everything's kind of in slow motion. So they just like saw their friend Sandy jump off. So they're probably at this point where they're like, it's out.
Out. So I'm going to go for the arm that has the M16 in it.
You actually can't choose what limb you attack.
Oh, that's random.
That's
right?
Randomized.
Oh, okay. Then I'm just going to Okay, I'm just going to go for the chainsaw and just go.
Point first.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Point and shoot, essentially.
Okay.
Hack, I guess. So.
I can't believe it co-op.
Okay, but you get minus three to your rolls with this.
I do remember this. Okay, but so do I need to do a brawling roll or ref roll for, like, I just don't remember the order that you have to do it in. Or should I just roll for damage?
No, yeah, first roll to see if you hit him.
Okay.
Which is a difficulty check.
Okay, so brawling 6, reflex 7.
Plus
a d10.
Yeah. And we're going to minus 3, so you're essentially at 10, right?
Oh, wait, no, because minus 3 is for the damage, though.
I think it's for accuracy. So I think it affects
both. Oh, it affects the hit rate.
Oh, yeah. Right. This sucks. Oh, I thought it was just for... Oh, great. Okay, well, we'll see. 6, 7, 13.
Minus 3, so you have 10.
10.
Base 10.
9!
19. Okay, you definitely hit him.
Woo!
Okay, now roll 1d10 to see where you hit him.
Okay.
And this is the M16 one, right? Okay.
Right in the
1d10. Where did I hit him? Head, baby. Sorry.
Oh! You changed Saw's head.
Wait, do I roll for damage?
No, you don't even. Oh, actually, roll for damage, yeah.
Okay, I just want to see, because it's just. I want to see how bad. Because it's 4 dice.
You have to get at least 5.
Destroyed.
Probably his head's partially cut off.
Just going to be freaking jelly. Okay. Oh my!
Oh my god.
Okay.
So 11 minus 3, 8. So yeah, you comfortably chop off his head too.
Two headless clowns in the alleyway.
What is his friend thinking?
The two that have guns, he just has a little pocket knife, right?
Yes.
No, he has stuff. The M16 guy had a knife. This guy has the Federated Arms. The Dylong Cyber Mag.
He has to be freaked though.
Yeah, he's freaked.
After seeing two heads just getting.
But these guys are like, wow, they're laughing. Okay, so it's his turn. He is going to attack Gunner.
Try it.
Because just saw him chainsaw.
And then I turn the chainsaw on while it's in the head and it's like.
Okay. So he's going to attack you. It's funny, like, this thing gives me like their whole like background too. Like how many siblings they have and stuff like that.
Well, you can tell us how many siblings.
How many siblings total have we killed?
It's over 10. Okay, so his skills. He's a med tech. He can't use any of those skills to help his friends at this point. So yeah, he's in trouble. His skills are zoology. Pharmaceuticals. Library search.
Why is he a clown? Why is he in the clown game?
He's well-rounded.
You know how funny that book was?
He's a well-rounded.
They must have just like bullied him into joining.
Okay. But his reflexes are 4. And I'm gonna give him... He's gonna use his awareness/notice.
Really he has good, like really good at else. Looking at library books.
So he has 4 + 6 + 3. So I'm gonna say 13. It was gonna be a 10 since you're so close to him. So Gunner, he does hit you.
Where does he hit me?
And he's going to hit you 7. What is that? On you. 7 to 8. He hits you in your right leg.
Oh, that's what those are.
Okay, and he's going to hit you for 1d6 plus 1.
Oh, jeez, this might really hurt me.
Cut off your leg.
Oh, 4!
So you get 5 damage to your leg.
5 damage on my 4 armored leg, so what does that mean?
So you take 1 damage for today. So you're down to 10 body.
Oh, but the armor doesn't change.
No.
Oh, it's because you subtract. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So you took 1 point of damage, that's all.
Okay, body.
Of your body.
Minus 1.
Got it.
So
okay.
It's 10.
Okay, so everyone roll initiative again for this next round. Not that you'll need to. But he's not hurt yet.
5.
9.
Isn't that base? What's the base?
Yeah.
6.
It's plus initiative plus your reflex.
Oh.
16.
Okay.
I'm at 13.
His is 12.
9, 16.
16, okay. So who's first?
Gunner's first.
I'm right by him.
Yep.
I'm just going to chainsaw him.
Yeah.
Just, he's right there.
I probably should have given you guys a turn to get closer. That probably would have taken a turn. I'll do that next time.
We're just right in. No, they just fear right in. Yeah. My range is 2 meters, man. Is it 6 feet? I don't know.
This is like a tutorial battle anyways for all of us.
Okay, so, yeah, I'm just going to do the same thing I did last time. I
can't remember. Library science. He throws his way around the Dewey Decimal System.
What? That's what it's called, Dewey Decimal.
6 plus 7... 13. So what's this this first roll? It's like you have to see if you hit him?
Yeah. It's a difficulty check. That's what it's called.
6 plus 7.
So essentially two stats plus the D.
13
D10.
Plus
3.
16.
So 16, yeah, 10. And it's a 15 difficulty. Okay. So you hit him?
Hit him?
Yeah. So where now we're going to find him? Out where you hit him.
Right? 2.
2, the first not headshot.
You torso?
Hit him in his torso, yep. You hit him in his torso.
Okay.
Now roll for damage.
Okay, here we go, baby.
He has 5 armor on his torso.
I got 4 dice to roll, minus 3. Okay, 12, 17, no, what's 12 plus 5? Yeah, 17, 18.
18, okay, you cut him right in half.
Yes! We got him.
You guys won!
Oh wait, but it was minus 3. I forgot to do that. So 18 minus 3 is 15.
You just cut him in half a little slower.
Can we collect their gear?
Yep. So now you guys can collect their gear. Just as a reminder of what they have, they had a knife, they had an M16, they had...
probably have a rifle because they got rifle bonus.
They had the Dylung Saint Master.
I don't have any shooting things.
Is the Dylung a machine gun or is that a rifle?
That's a good question.
I have no handgun skill or submachine gun or rifle. So I don't even need a gun.
The Dylung Saint Master.
So there was a rifle.
I'm guessing M16 is a rifle. It could be a machine gun.
I'm going back up to the weapons page. If you guys have that open, then you can help me find it.
Let me open it up.
Jeez, you guys destroyed those clowns.
Yeah, they're too busy clowning.
Shoot him. Shoot some sparks.
Shoot some sparks. That's all I had to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, that actually helped.
Oh, shoot, yeah. There was a minus 1 to their attacks. So you actually didn't take any damage, Gunner.
Oh, wow.
You're welcome. Thanks for reminding me. So you guys are, like, pretty good fighters. Slash, those were a pretty easy battle.
There's a bunch of piss ants. Also, not related, Gunner. You're driving back, right?
Uh-huh.
Do you think you can give me a ride?
I can. If you're okay with listening to radio, because my...
NPR? You're an NPR
nerd. No, well, my disc doesn't work anymore.
Okay, like this American Life.
Yeah.
Don't talk. I'm fine with that.
I found the weapons. What was it called again?
I have it. There's
Dylung?
Dylung ST period master. What does that mean? Street master?
Yes. Street master.
Okay, I see the Dylung's... Okay, yes. Dylung Street master is a medium auto pistol.
Oh, damn. That's a good one.
It's type P. What is P again? P is...
Pistol?
Poor.
Oh.
So it's not like an amazing piece of gear.
Wait, are you sure? Because it says P for pistol and then submachine gun and then rifle and then shotgun in that type.
Column. Oh. Oh, yeah. It's availability. So it's a Dylung Street Master. It's an E. Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's an E.
Oh, it's excellent.
Excellent gun.
Oh, but that's... We're reading it wrong. Availability... Drew had this right. So excellent is bad. That means it's very common. Its availability is excellent.
Oh.
So weird. So
So it's excellent is the worst, common is the second worst, poor is the third best, no, third worst,
what?
And rare is the best.
That's so weird.
So you want it to not be widely available is the idea. So anyways, Dylung Street Master, so you guys can divvy out. It costs $250 in the store.
Can you sell it?
You could sell it. You won't sell it for that much, but it's obviously...
Okay, so what are all the weapons?
So we have the Dylung Street Master. We have a knife. We have an M16.
I'm trying to find the M16. I'm not seeing
and the Dylung Cybermag 15.
So that's the smallest guy.
The M16's not on the list.
Well, whoever... I can take the Cybermag and the knife. and then you guys can share the lung.
Okay, I'm going to say the M16 is the same thing as...
How well do you know your guns?
Not at all. But look at this sheet.
Would it be like a heavy submachine gun? Or like a medium submachine gun or something?
Yeah, I just don't want it to be like too overpowered.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll say it's a light like submachine gun. It's a same thing as the Fed Arms Tech Assault 2.
Cool. I mean, I have no bonuses with submachine guns, but Ryan, you don't have any kind of weapon, do you?
I have a pistol. Can we shot those?
That's right, you have a pistol.
That's all I have, is one pistol.
You have a pistol.
But Ryan's kind
also,
of a...
Also, I have no, like, physical skills, so I really could use the gun helmet.
Yeah, do you and take I'm the gun. Take the gun.
Top reflex skills.
Yeah, take the gun, because I got this...
You katana. Have the katana. I just watched both you guys decapitate.
Yeah. And it cut someone in half. That was extremely violent. So then just write down on your sheet whatever you pick
up. You take that.
So you took
do they have any credits on them that I can loot?
Let me see.
I'll take the credits.
So am I taking the cyber mag?
And the Dylung?
That's what the Dylung is.
They don't have any credits.
No credits? What about armor? Can I pull it?
Their armor is destroyed.
What about the guy that cut off his head? His armor still intact.
Guy, was he... Which one was he? Was he the average?
He's the average.
He has... Okay. He has leather jacket and leather pants.
Can I take the leather pants?
Yes,
I have
you can.
No pants.
Leather maybe. Pants. So that gives you four armor
Perfect.
On each.
I needed that really bad.
So yeah, the armor, now I see it, is leather jacket, leather pants. So Gunnar, you cut the guy in half, so his armor doesn't work anymore.
Oh,
why'd you do that?
I'm sorry.
None of them had any head armor, and the other pissant.
1d6 plus.
Yeah,
one.
Same thing.
Good. I was really worried because I had zero armor on my legs.
Yeah. So they shot your legs, and you just take straight
Shots
damage.
Range.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay. So.
50 meters.
Up in the window, after you guys are taking in your victory, you see that. Carol's looking down. She saw the whole thing through a window. And you think she's going to be terrified, but then she looks at you and she goes, "All right! Yeah!" And so she waves you up, and you go upstairs, and it was just like I said, how she has that small apartment, kind of dingy, but it's got a lot of tech in it. She's getting faxes all day.
Nice.
From fellow fixers like herself. Nice. Just information is their game. Like, the more they know, better protected they are. So she says, "Hi, I'm Carol."
Hi, Carol.
Hi, Carol.
Hello.
What's up, Carol?
How
Sorry,
are you?
I'm just checking
just
on
like
my
ignoring
my inventory.
Like you
so,
oh yeah. Oh, you're the guy from the other night.
You seem to be doing well.
Hey, it's good to see you, man.
Likewise.
Likewise. Okay. Okay. So you guys responded to my message board online. You guys can protect me. I got some pretty good information about the stalker. You guys heard about this guy?
Yeah, I've heard about
Tell
him.
Tell me more. I'm very interested.
So he killed 30 people. He went to jail for, I don't know, a month. And they got him out somehow. I don't know. But I have video footage of him killing people.
Can we see it?
Yeah, you can see it. You can see it. Yeah, I grab a VHS tape, put it into my TV on the wall, and you watch a video of him.
It's the Super Bowl to start, and then it like before
because I recorded
wait,
it.
I gotta find the right spot.
I gotta rewind it. Okay, and then so you see a dark alley. It's like CCTV footage of a woman walking down. She gets hit in the back of the head, slices her throat. And then starts cutting off her cybertech and her limbs.
Oh
and
gosh.
He throws her body into an incinerator and takes the stuff to wherever he goes.
Oh gosh.
And I do zoom and enhance so you can tell that it's him based on like the newspaper photo of him.
How do I know
that's
this
that's
is
our guy?
How do we know this is real?
Well, I'm gonna pay you guys. You just have to trust me. You guys will get half of what I get from whatever news corporation we decide to sell this to.
And how much do you get?
Half. The other half.
Well, how much is total?
So you guys split the half amongst the three of you.
Oh, so
and
we
then I get the other half. And I'm all about, I want to get the most money. I don't really care.
So we get 1/6.
Have you reached out to these news agencies for a price?
They're expecting us. They're supposed to give us the price when we go there.
All right.
Who'd you speak to?
We spoke to Netscape and RuneScape.
Both of them?
Yep, and they're both interested. We have to bring them the evidence. But all I care is getting the most money out of this. I know RuneScape is like the Fox News. I know RuneScape has a big anti-cyborg agenda, whatever, but if they're willing to pay more, then I really don't care. I want to get out of this town. I'm tired of living in here. I want to find some country that's still out there.
I'm going to convince you to give it to Netscape instead, so the true, unbiased, the true truth will get out there.
Okay, go for it.
Can I convince you with my fast talk?
Fast
persuasion
talk plus
for four.
Plus what? Plus your, I would say
attraction.
Yeah, if you want to play it that way.
Got 9 attraction. Am I handsome?
And you know she's down to clown.
She's down to clown. I know she got with this guy over here.
What's your attraction, Gunner?
What's up?
What's your attraction?
ATR. He's a 5.
He's a 5.
He's got the body.
He's got the body and not face.
Yeah. I'm a butterface.
So yeah, right. So you're kind of coming 9 on to her. You're doing the whole like lean up against the thing. You're like, can I convince you to maybe do the right thing here?
Maybe do the right thing here.
And so Gunner, you feel uncomfortable about that, I assume.
What's the idea, man?
You probably don't say that. Everyone's not thinking that. Or you can say it.
I don't know what this guy's thinking over here.
Just trying to do the right thing.
You're just talking to the wall. I can't believe this guy.
Hey, man, are you okay? Yeah, I'm fine.
I have my own agenda. Okay. So 9 plus 4, 13 plus whatever I roll right. 8.
Okay, you failed.
I failed?
Oh.
At this point, she has her mind made up right now. She wants to hear the offers from both. It was a very difficult 25 plus.
Oh,
she didn't get.
Right, okay.
But I don't know. As you get to know her, that number might go down as you kind of maybe convince her otherwise.
What's her name again?
Her name's Carol Medina.
Carol Medina.
So she's gonna say, okay, well, I barely know you guys. So what do you say we go get a drink? There's a club right around the corner. We don't even pass through any bozo territory. We can just get to know each other because I'd rather feel more comfortable with you guys before.
We're already here.
Hey, cool it, man. Yeah. Let's go get a drink. We just killed 3 people.
I'm one woman with a bunch of dudes who decapitated clowns out my window. So I would feel better at the club, hardly knowing you guys.
Let's go.
What if we run into other bozos and they said, we just saw you.
How do we not know that you're going to set us up?
I'm not going to set you up. What about the game
show? She has no reason to set us up.
Yeah. I'm here to get out of this town. I just want to get paid. I want to get out of here. So, and I want to be safe the whole time because I have to live and I can't pass through this territory alone. And they're going to see me as a woman and take advantage of me in the meetings. And I need some intimidation there.
All right.
So I don't know, trust me or not. You can always reject the job. It's okay with me.
I need that money.
I need the money too. I got to get that motorcycle.
I need 1,000 tickets.
Let's do it.
All right.
Go to the club.
The club is called... Oh, I should have like a D&D like auto generator.
Or cyberpunk name generator. Let's see.
Cyberpunk name generator. That has to be a thing. It is. Okay. I'll say anything. It wants me to put in a first name and a surname though. It's like half the fight. Oh, okay, I got it. It's called Bic Four.
Bic Four?
Bic Four?
Bic Four.
I've heard of this club before.
Okay.
You been to Bic Four before?
Yeah. Bic Four. You gotta try their Bloody Marys.
Okay, so you guys walk in, you guys head down to Bic Four, and that's probably where we'll end it tonight.
Okay.
Bic Four.
Cool, yeah, man. Bic Four, and then you guys are gonna go to the club, and some stuff's gonna happen in the club.
Bic Four? B-I-C Four? Or
yeah.
Big Four?
B-I-C Four. Bic Four.
Big Door?
Bic Four.
Is there a Ponzi?
Wait a second.
So yeah, hold on to your sheets. You guys are going to the club, and then the next day you have the 2 meetings.
Okay.
Perfect.
You're going to escort her there. You're going to be present for the meetings, and you're going to do which deal you want to take.
Man, I had a thought. I should have tried to convince her to give us more money because she just watched us take good care of.
Damn.
You could increase the percentage. You guys do anything you want. You can.
I said it was like we only get 1/6, and then
We just kill her immediately.
Think of some penalties as to why. But yeah, like, your guys' reputation will go down. You guys probably won't get as good of jobs in the future, because she'll share her last dying moments on what's a good name for a social media. Doc Faraday.
Also, she's already talked to these news corporations.
And they're saying, we know Carol.
What happened to Carol? She just couldn't make it.
And then it turns into this whole murder mystery and people are chasing after us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You guys are on the lam.
Hey, it was fun killing Bozos, though.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was a good tutorial about in the future. Bozos. I'll be more mindful of, like, positions. And then...
How close are we? 2 meters.
Immediately. Simple.
It'll be a bit harder for sure in the future, but that was a good tutorial.
That was fun. That way, it almost like they just turned a corner and like,
what do you think you're going?
They were just right there.
So yeah, Cyberpunk 2020. That's your introduction to the world.
Wow.
Feel free to like check out the manual if you guys want to get any more.
I did learn. Details. I was.
I'll pause. I'll top this.